Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And I will bless his name at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I would like to say good afternoon to the listeners. And I'm so glad to be able to come before you to be a mouthpiece for the Lord just for a few minutes. And I pray, praise God, that the words that come forth is come forth with clarity, understanding, that you may be blessed. I praise you, praise God. I will give you the word, praise God, of the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, that the Lord is a question that he would like to ask all of the believers, the saints of God, the backslidden, whoever you may be. Take this word to heart, because the Lord is asking a question. Are you trusting in God? Are you trusting in God? I didn't say man, I said in God. You must understand, people of God, people of the world, without him, you're nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. And without him, you will be nothing. Because he is everything. Everything, praise God, starts with God. Hallelujah. And tonight, Father, I thank you, Father God, to send forth your word, praise God, that it may go out and accomplish that in which it is sent. Let it land, praise God, upon the palate, praise God, of the souls of man, that they may know, praise God, that you are the true and the living God. You are the almighty God, and you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Father God, you started it, and you will end it. But Father, I thank you, praise God, for your blessing, for your, praise God, for your omnipotent power, your omniscience, for you are all-seeing God. Praise God, you are God that is everywhere at the same time, because you are so powerful, almighty, living God. Father, I thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. But God, as I go forth to speak it tonight, let it come forth, praise God, with the anointing and unction of the Holy Ghost. Because we know, praise God, that the power, praise, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Because we know the anointing break yokes. Send forth your word, God, that it may break yokes this night. And Father, I do give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you, and I will say unto you, my Heavenly Father, my Abba Yah, amen. And tonight, praise God, we've been talking about it all day. Are you trusting God? Are you trusting the things of this world? Are you trusting your money? Are you trusting your cars, your home, your career, praise God, your degrees, hallelujah. Praise God, are you trusting your talent? But I want to ask you a question. None of these things will hold. None of these things will bring forth salvation. But will you trust God? Can you trust God? God in everything. Everything. Can you trust God? The God of the universe. The God of mankind. The God of life. Can you trust God? Will you trust God? Will you trust him? Will you trust him? Is your trust in God? That's a great thing to say, a great profession for you to say, yes, it is in God. But at some time, our trust in God requires proof. Say, well, yes, I said this thing, I do this, I do that. But sometimes they want proof. Your proof is where? Is your proof in trusting God? Is it wanted by his word and is needful for us to know the God that we trust? Hallelujah. The God that we trust. You see, everybody say, I believe in God. But you must understand, people, the Bible says the devil believed and he trembled. The devil believed and he trembled. But he can't live the word because he's a liar. He's a father of lies. God's word is not a lie. So he believed the word, because you got to understand something. He came from where the world was, the word came from. He came from, he was once one of God's favorite angelical beings. The Bible said he was one of the most prettiest angels there was. Beautiful. The devil was beautiful before he got jealous of God and wanted to sit in the heavens like he did and want to be like him. Jealousy is a mess. He got jealous of God, and not only did it change his configuration, it changed his whole outlook. He became nothing but the devil himself, demonic, destructive, deadly, because he wanted to be like God. Are you trusting in God? Are you trusting in the things of this old world that will soon pass away? The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will never disappear. His word will be forever. Why? Because he is forever. He became flesh. The word became flesh. So that's him. The word is not going anywhere, but the world is going to be destroyed. Are you trusting in God? Trust in God. But we can only trust God in the proportion as we know him. If you do not know him, you cannot trust him. You can't trust who you don't know. This is why he says to us, they that worship me must do it in spirit and in truth. You must become connected to his spirit. Not his flesh, people. Not his flesh. Not the flesh that look like flesh. Don't be connected to the flesh, but be connected to the spirit. This is where you get in contact with God, is in his. You understand that God is your everything. Yes, your everything. He's your breath. He's your life. He's your future. He's your doctor. He's your lawyer. Yes. He's your guide. He's your protection. He's your everything. And until we realize that without God, we can do nothing. Believe the promises of God. God has 2,700 promises, people, promises, and not one little titty dot of that. These promises has been misplaced. It has never been, never prayed God's lie. It's never been broken. It's still the promises of God. And as we realize his love, if I know God in his greatness and his goodness as my creator. You see, the problem with America today, everybody wants the blessing, but they don't want the blesser. They want the blessings from God, but they don't want God. Oh, yes, give me the blessing. Just give me the blessing. I don't want you, though, but I'll take the blessings you give me. That's not how it works. We must know his goodness as our creator and my father. Then, as my father, yes, then I can trust him with all and trust him for all. Can you trust him? Will you trust God enough to give him your life? Let him, every time we do things in our life, we make the biggest mess. We get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in sin, in something we can't get out of, because the more we go, the more we dig, the more we fall. But if we would allow God to direct our footsteps, show us what to do, when to do, how to do, where to do, who to do? No, we want to live out. You say, this is my life. No, it's not. Your life belongs to God. He's the one that put the breath in you, and he will be the one to take it out of you. Don't forget that. He gave you life, and he will take it. He will take the life in due season. It's his life, not your life. Praise God. We as people want to live our life like we want to live. I want to live my life like I want. What life? If God move his hands, you out. The breath is gone. He put breath in, he will take breath out. Praise God. I shall be persuaded of his ability and equal persuaded of his love. So he loved us so much that he came and he died. Listen at that. He died and bled. And his blood, so powerful that it cleansed all sins. Sins of man is washed away through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why today, praise God, they don't want you to talk about the blood of Jesus. They don't want you talking about Jesus. Why? Because the Bible declares that there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. It washes you white as snow. Ah, Jesus, it washes your sin as white as snow. Because he does that because guess what? You can't stand in the presence of God in sin. He will not look upon you. This is why he said to his, in his word, you must worship me in spirit and in truth. You must come to worship me in spirit and in truth, not in your flesh. God does not look on the flesh. He does not. If he looks on flesh, he said, the day you see me in the flesh, you shall surely die. He can't look at your flesh. Why? Because your flesh is sin. We were born shaped in iniquity and sin that our mothers conceived us. We were born in sin. Hope you get that. We were born in sin. Everybody was ever born of a woman was born in sin. They begot us in sin. Why? The flesh is sin to God. Flesh. This is why he said it in Romans. He said it that if we praise God, those praise God that worship me, praise God in spirit and truth. They have no dealings with the flesh. Because the flesh is an enemy to him. Because the spirit and the flesh fight against each other. Are you trusting God? Fights against the flesh. Why? Because one wants to take over the other. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who would deliver me from this body of sin? That I would do, I could not do. That I could do, I would not do. I'm caught up in a ball of flesh, and they're carrying at each other. The flesh trying to get the spirit to leave. The lead trying to get the spirit trying to get the flesh to lead. The lead trying to get the flesh trying to get the spirit to lead. They are fighting against each other. But only one gonna win. Which one stands the test wins it. The flesh must line up with the spirit because you are a spirit being. You are a spirit. And the only way you can communicate with God is in the spirit, my friend, not your flesh. God don't listen to your flesh. The Bible said God looks at the heart. God don't judge the spirit, the flesh, the spirit. He judge the heart. He judges the spirit. No, God judges the spirit. He don't deal with the flesh. He don't even talk to the flesh. The flesh is carnal, carnal, worldly. That's why he doesn't. The flesh is worldly. You got a carnal mind and you got a fleshly mind. You got a fleshly mind, I'm sorry, and a spiritual mind. They that worship me must worship me, said the Lord, in spirit and in truth. Trust God in all that you do. If God didn't move you, you wouldn't even get up in the morning. You would lay down and never rise again. God gave you everything you have. He knows the hairs on your head is numbered. He knows when the gray hairs come in. He knows when the gray hairs turn black. He knows you. He knows your name. My friend, he knows your name. He knows who I am. He don't get me confused with nobody else. God knows who I am. Hallelujah. He knows my voice. You can't get him confused with my voice with somebody else's. He'll call your name. Hallelujah. Because he knows who you are. And he knows if you are his or not. The Bible states that any man that has not the Spirit of God, they are none of his. We don't care what you got, what you own, how much you got, how rich you are, how poor you are, how black you are. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of his. He don't know you. The Word of God stated, praise God, at the judgment, many are going to stand and cry. He's going to say, Father, I preached in your name. I fed the hungry. I went out, I did. God's going to say, who are you? I don't know you. You never sit in my presence. We never talked in the Spirit in the Holies of Holies. Who are you? Neil, he say, next, depart from me, for I know you not. Cast them out into the spirit of outer darkness. You got to know God for yourself. He said, let every man examine himself. Let every man seek out his own soul salvation. This is what he's saying to you. You got to stand before God in the judgment, not me. You ain't going to be standing with your mama, your sister, your husband, your wife, your children. You are standing with God and you. Ain't nobody else going to be there. You must be ready. But you must know, praise God, while you're here on this earth, you must trust God in everything you do. Because, praise God, what's coming upon the face of this earth, man will not be able to help you. Only God will deliver you from the snare of the enemy. Hallelujah. Only God will be able to deliver you from the snare of the enemy. Mama ain't going to help you. Sister ain't going to help you. Woman ain't going to help you. Son ain't going to help you. Nobody will be able to deliver you except the true and the living God. Are you trusting God? Will you trust God with your life? I trust him with my life. Do what you want to do with my life, God. It ain't mine anyway. It belongs to you. The breath I breathe belongs to you. It's not mine. I don't own this. God just allowed you to borrow it for a while. He'll come back and get it. Yes. He said, when I come back, I'm coming back for a church without spots, wrinkles, or blemish. Your spirit he's coming to receive, not your flesh. This is what he said, and I cannot trust greatness alone. But when both are combined in one person, there is a suitable objective of trust. To trust God aright, I must know his mind as well as his heart. That's why David said, God told David, he's the only man that God ever said this to. David, you are a man after my own heart. He wasn't talking about the fleshly heart because the Bible declared there is no good thing. Listen to me carefully. There is no good thing that dwelleth in the fleshly heart. It is deceitful in all its ways. There ain't nothing good in this heart. It's deceitful. We'll love you today and cut your throat in the next 5 minutes. There is no good thing that dwelleth in the heart. That fleshly heart that beats, there is no good thing in there. All the goodness should be in the spirit man. This fleshly heart, God says, is deceitful in all its ways. Do not trust man in that fleshly heart. They will what? Deceive you. That's the book. That's what the word says. What he considered, praise God, is right to do for me or to give me as well as what he is able or willing to do or give. Now it is from, praise God, the Bible that I must learn about what? About God. You can't learn this out of a history book. You can't learn this out of a novel. You must go to the Word of God and learn of God. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my burden is light, my yoke is easy, but my burden is light. Take the yoke upon me and learn of me. And come unto me, and I will give you rest unto your soul. He's telling you what to do. But today we are caught up in this society. Everybody's looking to somebody because they want to be made by somebody. They want somebody to give them great accolades to make them feel great. Vanity, vanity, vanity. All these millionaires and millionaires they come out making says this, a rich man is to be better for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You can be a millionaire, billionaire you want to. You ain't in into the kingdom of God. It's better that you go through the eye of a needle. It's better for a camel. Now check that out. Now look how a camel look now. Of course, it's just an example, but think about it. How can a camel go through the eye of a needle with all them humps he got on his back? Impossible. And that's why he said a rich man. It is better, it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So they can be, because you know why? Their money is their God. They're trusting in their riches. They're trusting in their gold, their silver, their money, their cars, their homes. Their great accolades of certificates and awards they receive, but there is no God in it. There is no life in it. It's all dead work. Hey, God, I heard the word of God say the wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the just. The wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the just. God is getting ready to do some great things. But in order, praise God, for you to receive from God, you must be in God and trust in God. In God in everything. God wants to lead us. He said, I will lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. That's what the word said. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, now it is from the Bible that I must learn about God. There he revealed himself and revealed himself in order to be feared, loved, and trusted. Can you trust God? Or will you trust God? There's coming a time you're going to have to trust God for whatever you need, where you're trying to go, where you want to go, what you desire to go. You're going to have to trust God. He's going to be your trust factor. But you can't trust in who you don't believe. You can't trust them. That's not a relationship. That's not a relationship. His justice and holiness, his grace and mercy excite love, and his power and faithfulness draws out the confidence. You got to have the confidence in God. God, I can trust you with my life. God, I trust you enough, praise God, to give you my children. My life, praise God, my future, my praise God, my business, my ministry, everything that concerns me, I give it back to you, God. You and God and Jesus, a sinner, may ask anything of him, accept anything from him, and trust everything with him. You got to trust God with him for what you asking anything, you expecting anything, are you trusting anything? It must be with God. God loves us to be trusted. He loves to be trusted by us. And therefore, he always honored the trust of his people. The trust of his people draws him nearer, draws him closer, draws him, praise God, to know that he can trust us and we can trust him. What a blessed testimony of this. Our Father trusted in you, and they trusted, and you delivered them. Pharaoh's world. God loved it when the people cried out to him and said, Father, send us a deliverer. For Pharaoh is starving us. He's killing us. Send us a deliverer, God. What did God do? They trusted and you delivered them. They trusted God and God sent them a deliverer. They had to trust God because there was nobody else they could go to, nobody else they could turn to. Not against Pharaoh. And the Pharaohs in our days right now, people of God, you must trust God to deliver you up out of the hands of the enemy. Our trust is in God. We may be calm in the midst of storms and certainty, in the midst of changes, and content in the midst of poverty and provocation. For trusting in God, we shall be preserved. Are you listening to me? From all real evils, not evil, but evils, more than one. And be supplied with all necessities, good, and find a rock beneath us. Meaning, praise God, what God is putting us, we won't sink, but we'll stand the test of time. You're not building your house on sinking sand, but you're building your house on that rock, and that rock is Jesus. When everything is in motion around us, fusion, killing, sicknesses, the virus, God got me in mind. God got me. God got me in mind. I believe God. I trust God. He said, by my stripes, you were healed. Not that I'm going to be, but I was already healed. That's the word. By my stripes, he said. They beat him with 39 stripes on his back. He was so bloody, nobody recognized him. He said, well, by my stripes, you were healed. Your sicknesses is already under the blood. Diseases is already under the blood. Whatever you need is already under the blood. Because I trust God. I can trust you, God. I can trust God sometimes better than myself. Because why? Myself is my worst enemy. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. He said it, praise God. He said, if our trust is in God, we need no fear man. We don't have to fear man. For greater is he who is for us than all that can be against us. Hey, it said it, praise God. When God be for you, who can be against you? Not the Almighty God. You can't be against me with God on my side. You may be against me, like the word of God says. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe God. I believe God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. If you trust, your trust is in God, we need not fear death. For death is only departing to go unto the Father, trusting in God. We will never be for our duty. Stir up to pray and fill us with grateful praise. When God is for you, who can be against you? Let us therefore seek the grace of God that we may exercise a steady trust in God. Trust God in all that you do, all that you want to do, all that you desire to do, all that you do. Trust God as well as in the trials of life. Trust God. Doesn't matter what it looks like, trust God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what it seems like, trust God. We shall be enabled to glorify His most blessed name. Let us select the precious promises of His word. Those 2,700 prophets, 700 promises that He gave and given to us, which are suitable for our case and condition. Dwell upon them and pray over them until we can excuse strong confidence in them. Let us endeavor so too, praise God, trust in God that our trust may not be affected by the varying circumstances of time. So that as we are admonished by the promise, we may trust in God all the time. Not sometimes, morning, sometimes eat all the time. As the word of God said, man must always pray to God all the time and pour out our hearts before him and find him a refuge for us. He told you I'll be a refuge in the time of trouble. I will hide you in the shadows of my wings. I will be your buckler. I mean, I'll lock you in when the trials get rough. I'll lock you in that you don't even fall during the trials. Hallelujah. So shall we attend also to the exhortation of the prophet. Trust in the Lord, not just all the time, but forever. Forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. When I am weak, thou art made strong. O believer, trust in the Lord. Who you trusting in? Your husband, your money, your car, your promises, what, your job, your education? Trust in the Lord, O believer. He is our help, our shield, our strength, and our protection. Our protection. He is all that we need. It's hard to kick against the prick. Why kick against something you don't believe? You don't never try it. You can only believe it and do it if you try him. Try Jesus. He's all right. He's all right. I thank God, praise God for this word. I thank God, praise God, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, God got me in mind. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your shield. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, praise God, for your direction. Thank you for ordering my footsteps. You said the good step of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. Father God, help me to walk in the path of righteousness for your sake. Father, thank you for the protection of my loved ones, for being God in my life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I trust you with my life. Help me, Father, to seek you, and you order my footsteps in your word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I bless you tonight. I thank you, Father God, because I know. I don't think, and I don't guess, but I know there is no other God, no other living God like you. You are the only true and living God of the universe. For you are the almighty, almighty, higher, powerful than any God, anything, praise God, on this earth and beyond this earth. There is no other like you. You be blessed. You be blessed. No, praise God. You can't not what you have not tried. But if you try Jesus, he will make it all right. He'll make it all right. We thank God, praise God, for you tonight. You be blessed. You be blessed. And know that God loves you, but he will not tolerate the sin that operates in your life. He will not. He will not. And know this, as St. John said in 9:31, in St. John in 9:31, he said, for we know that God does not hear sinners' prayer. But if you be a worshiper, if you be a worshiper of him, meaning change your status, ask God to come in and be your God and you be his child, you be his children. You change your status from a sinner, praise God, to one of God's children. He said, him I will hear. When you become a worshiper of God, he heareth you. You are a sinner, he don't hear you. He's not your God. The world is filled with dead men walking. People are alive, but yet they're dead because they're walking in sin. And the Bible states in Romans 6, maybe 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You get God, you got eternal life. You walk in sin, you're walking in death. You die a spiritual death and a regular death. Two deaths in one. Except God is your Savior to save you from the things that are getting ready to happen in this earth. You be blessed. Don't let it be said, too late shall be the cry. Father, thank you. This is Pastor Ola Starling through Anointed Word Ministry. I thank you. You be blessed. Be blessed.